Far away on the north coast of the Gulf of St. Lawrence, there is a road sign in the middle of the road with the word end. The traveler must stop at this place. However, beyond the limit of the asphalt, there are several hundred kilometers of communities that are accessible only by air, water, or ice, depending on the season. We know it well. This is a part of our Lower North Shore. Fascinated since her childhood by the end of the Route 138, Noemi Permelot-Clotier came to meet us coasters and recorded our voices to remake poetry from these fragmented territories and our struggles. La Patience de Lichen is a poetic testimony of rare scope, a report with a big heart that delves into the history and intimacy of our little-known part of Quebec. Hi, Noemi.
Hi, Eddie.
Thank you so much for joining me today to talk about your new book.
It's a real pleasure for me.
Wonderful. So can you begin by telling us how you found out about us on the Lower North Shore?
Well, I am originally from Baie-Comeau. We lived in Gaspésie when I was young, but around 12, I arrived in Baie-Comeau with my family. And since then, I have been fascinated with the end of the road. To me, at that time, it was off Saint-Pierre, so it gives you my age. And so I always wondered how people were living where there were no roads, and how were they living where your neighbor is basically the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
And what your relationship would be with the St. Lawrence. That was what fascinated me at first. I always wanted to go on the Lower North Shore. I've never taken the Belle. I've never seen people there. So at first, I wanted to go and only stop at the wharf. It was not like a week since I had like the funding that I figured this is not going to work. So if I want to know, I need to meet people and I need to stay for a while in each community. So that's how I started. So I talked to some people. I talked to Micheline Lapointe-Monger in Tête-à-la-Baleine, and she gave me other people to talk to, like Anna Osborne, Sarah Iris Foster.
And how did you make your plan of which communities to visit?
My first summer, I built it so it was Harrington Harbor, a few days, Chevry, a few days, and Tête-à-la-Baleine, a few days. Then winter 2019, it was Pacoachipi and St. Augustine. This is where we met.
Mm-hmm.
Then the summer after, I went to Blanc-Sablon up to Old Fort. I went in La Romaine, in Unamenchipu, and in Kegaska.
So after meeting the people and hearing the stories, what impressions were you left with about life on the Lower North Shore?
Oh my God, there's like a thousand impressions. I mean, each community is really different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me that I have seen more of the Lower North Shore than a lot of people on the Lower North Shore themselves, because I've been to many communities. So resilience is the first thing that comes up to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big heart, community sense, big family, and also the desire to pass along the knowledge, also importance of elderly people, and I mean the scenery.
Oh, the scenery, definitely. So are there any particular stories that remain with you as you wrote the poems?
Oh, I think I have a special place in my heart for all the stories, really.
So you really took something from the experiences you got from the people you met here on the coast?
Yes, I did. I mean, your story was one of the most touching ones.
And I have to thank you, by the way, because we did sit down and talk about a medical emergency that we had to go through, and I think you did it justice in your poem. So I want to thank you for that. Living on the coast can be beauty and fun, but sometimes we have a dangerous aspect as well in living in a sort of isolation as we do.
No problem. It's my pleasure. I mean, I tried to respect the story that was shared with me as much as I could, and the people that like shared things with me as much as I could. So you guys and gals are going to recognize each other probably, but people in Montreal or Quebec are not going to know who this is about. And I think this is one thing that made the book and the project work, because people were sharing intimate stories with me anonymously in a way. And I can say also I've been really touched by the generosity of the coasters. I mean, you will never be in trouble on the coast. Well, you might be, but once someone has found you, then you're not in trouble anymore.
No, that's right. Definitely. And you're like an honorary coaster now. So
I'm so touched by that. Yes.